4 days we have been talking about sa'ada in dunya. And this is the question in everyone's mind. How can we achieve happiness in this dunya? And I mentioned that different people try to achieve happiness in different ways. Some people do it in a halal way, and some people do it in a haram way. And the best way to achieve happiness is to follow what is mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us, and He knows us better than we know ourselves. Usually when you buy an iPhone, or an iPad, or a tablet, or something, it comes with a manual. And for you, why do you have the manuals so that the phone or the laptop will function properly? So for you as a Muslim to function properly and to maximize your happiness in this dunya, you have to go by the manual, which is the Quran and the Sunnah. They came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the manufacturer. He is the creator. So you came with the manual. If you go by the manual, you will have your life will be happy. If you go against it, then the person will be miserable. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of Surah Taha, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Those who turn their back to the Quran, which is dhikr, then they will live a miserable life. So this means that happiness is in following the Quran and of course the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. We gave several ways of achieving happiness in dunya, and today inshallah we'll talk briefly about two of them very quickly in the limited time we have. The first one is to help people. And the Prophet ﷺ said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best of all people are those who serve others. They make other people happy. And you know that when you help others, who is going to be there to help you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was someone from Ahlul Bayt, his name is Ja'far, radiallahu anhu. He was he had a business and he was always giving money in sadaqah. So someone came to him and said, okay, why are you wasting your time, your money? You're always giving money out like this. I mean, no, this is too much. He said, إِنِّي عَوَدْتُ اللَّهَ بِعَادَةٍ وَعَوَّدَنِي بِعَادَةٍ عَوَّدْتُهُ أَنْ أَتَفَضَّلَ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ وَعَوَّدَنِي أَنْ يَتَفَضَّلَ عَلَيْهِ فَأَخَافُ إِنْ قَطَعْتُ فَضْلِي عَنِ النَّاسِ أَنْ يَقْطَعَ فَضْلَهُ عَنِّي. So he used to give sadaqah all the time. So someone said, why are you wasting your money? Why are you giving all the time? So he said, I have a habit with Allah and Allah has a habit with me. My habit with Allah is to serve His people and be generous with them. And Allah's habit with me is to be generous to me. I'm afraid if I cut off my contributions and my generosity to the people, Allah would cut off His generosity to me. So Allah gives you and He gives some to the people. And Allah will take care of you. If كان الله في عون العبد إذا كان في عون أخي. If you are in the service of people and taking care of people, Allah will take care of you. And He will get the reward at the end. How do you serve other people? There are so many authentic hadith in Bukhari, other places. Someone would come to the Prophet ﷺ and said, what is the best thing that I can do? And the Prophet ﷺ said, you help people, you help them financially. Give them money. And the person would say, Ya Rasulullah, what if I don't have money? And the Prophet ﷺ said, if you are not able to help them financially, help them physically. They are moving, help them. They are cutting their grass, help them. They are shoveling snow, help them. You know, help them physically. The person said, well, what if I can't help them physically? Then the Prophet ﷺ said, help them with your tongue. If you see them doing something wrong, show them the right way. If they do a good thing, say, Alhamdulillah, so teach them. Amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar. So the man said, well, what if I don't have the knowledge to say what is right and stop what is wrong? Then the Prophet ﷺ, don't harm them if you cannot help someone. Wallahi, this is so beautiful statement. If you are not able to help someone, at least don't harm them. And this is the best sadaqah you can give. إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ أَنَّكْ تَنْفَعْ فَلَا تَضُرْ. وَهَذَا أَفْضَلِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. If you're not able to help someone, don't harm them. Like you go somewhere to a masjid or an organization, they're collecting money. You don't want to give, okay. You see people giving, you don't want to give. You don't want to help them. But don't go and tell people and say that these people are thieves. You know? So you are not helping them. And you're harming them, right? And you know they're good people. They're trying to serve everyone. So if you're not able to help, don't harm. The second one for today, I got only 2 minutes, inshallah. Eat from halal income. Eat from halal income. We mentioned the ayah in Surah Nahl, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّن ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. that whoever does good, and this person, Allah says, whether it's a male or a female, and this person is a believer, then we'll give them a happy and a decent life. So this is the key to a happy and a decent life, that you do what is right, you serve people, you eat from halal income. Because if you eat from haram, how can Allah help you, right? There are so many hadith, there's no time for the details. I'm going to conclude this series in this Ramadan, inshallah, with this beautiful hadith, التَرْغِيب وَالتَرْهِيب لِلْمُنْدَرِيب. يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أمر يقربكم من الجنة إلا وقد أمرتكم به وما من أمر يقربكم من النار إلا وقد نهيتكم عنه وإن روح القدس قد نفث في روعي أنه لن تموت نفس قبل أن تستوفي رزقها وأجلها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب فإنما عند الله لا ينال بمعصية. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, and I want everyone to memorize this hadith. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, there is nothing that brings you closer to Jannah except I told you to do. And there is nothing that brings you closer to Jahannam except I told you to avoid. And Jibreel alayhi salam, the Holy Spirit, Ruh al-Qudus, inspired me that no one will die before their time. When your time comes, you will go. And no one will go without taking their full rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be mindful of Allah and fear Allah and take your rizq in a halal way. Don't take it in a haram way because it's coming to you anyway. So this is the general meaning of the hadith. So your rizq is coming to you in halal way, but some of us are impatient, they take it in a haram way. I'm going to conclude with a story to clarify the meaning of hadith. 1 minute, inshallah, and we'll let you go. The story from Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu, he was traveling one day with his servant. It seems they missed Salatul Dhuhr or Salatul Asr, and they said, we're going to go inside the masjid and pray. There was a man sitting outside the masjid, and Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said, okay, can you keep an eye on the horse until we pray and come out? And the horse had كان عليه سرج سرج اللي هو المزخرف الجميل. It had a beautiful saddle on the back. So they went inside to pray, and on the way out, Ali radiallahu anhu was telling his servant, you know what, we should give this man $20 for, you know, keeping an eye on our horse. And they came out, the horse was there, and the saddle, the beautiful saddle on the back, was gone. The man was a thief, so he took the saddle and ran away. No. La hawla. So Ali ibn Abi Talib said to the servant, go to the market and get us a saddle. And he gave him $20. He went to the market to buy a saddle, and sure enough, the thief was standing in the middle of the market and he was selling the saddle for what? For $20. Allah was giving him the money in a halal way and he took it in a haram way. Throughout the month of Ramadan, we had this series. I tried to make it simple and easy because I know there are a lot of youth, and some of them told me they came from other masjid because in their masajid they don't have a little talk in English and they don't understand Arabic, the recitation, so they prefer a place where there is a short talk to explain some ayat from the Quran, and I hope that you found this beneficial, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there was something good, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there was something wrong, it's from me and from Google and Shaitan. So I pray for your forgiveness, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the benefit, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our ibadah in this month. Ameen, ameen. So inshallah, tonight is the last night of Taraweeh. There is no Taraweeh tomorrow, no iftar in the masjid. Eid Salah will be Wednesday at 8 a.m. inshallah. The English service. Jazakumullah khair.